This is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is Friday, and the date is, depending how you like it here, it's in November, so I'm good with that, 18th, 2011, and George Johnson typed in 18-11-11. So it all depends how you choose to do your date. But we're in November regardless. So here we go, everybody. Tonight's our paranormal show. And we do have call-ins tonight if you wish to call in. Uh-oh, Gianna says no sound. So she probably can't hear me on the phone line. So maybe if you could check it out, Seth, if you're listening, that'd be great. If not, maybe somebody could call BBS just to tell them that maybe that line's not working. Possibly. I don't know. I had requests from people wanting to enlist with the alien fighters from the different time zones. We'll say that they got transported to into the future, then now back here again. So if you're interested in possibly working with the United States of America military for the gray sky and timeline alien fighters, you can do that. So you'd want to call tomorrow. We'll bring in the energies, and you can just see for yourself what it's like if you wish to enlist. There are a lot of you out there probably listening who are doing it anyway, but it's up to you. We can just see what happens. It'll be between you and the energies that come through. Nothing to do with me. So here we go. Here's the phone number, and it'll be Saturday, the 19th. It's 212-990-8000, and it'll be the PIN number 1000, and the call will start at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So if you're interested in possibly fighting the aliens, one person said he wanted to get even. And he wouldn't mind doing that. That's probably how maybe most of you feel. But if you do, we'll just bring in the energies into your room. And from there, it's your choice of what you want to do and if you can perceive what they want to do for you. So it'll be a fun conference call, I'm sure. Very exciting. So the phone number again is 212-990-8000. PIN number 1000, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I don't think it'll go over more than a half an hour, so that's probably what it'll be, just to connect you with the sources there to do this particular event for you. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Carrie, are you out there, Carrie?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm out here, and welcome everybody to Friday night, which, of course, is Paranormal Friday, and we're having callers tonight if you'd like to call in. We're on Station 2. Hopefully, Janice, you're hearing now. It looks like you were probably coming on the phone line, so hopefully that's working now. So the numbers for Station 2 are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471, and then try line 4 down the bottom there, area code 530-413-4511. Excuse me. And then also tonight is the Q&A after the show, so that'll be just around 8:05-ish Pacific, 11 Eastern, and the number for that is 646-519-5800. And the PIN is 9009 and the pound sign. Wow, that was a lot of phone numbers. I'll try and write some of those in. I seem to be able to type into the fast chat tonight, so I'll grab it while I can. So, Ron, let's see. I do see one question from Romney while we wait for possible callers and more questions. Romney's asking, why is everyone talking about clones on the shows lately? Is there something I should know about?
Okay, I would assume that he's talking about our show. If other shows have clones, maybe they're listening to our show and talking about them, too. I don't know. So, basically, the Creation Lightship, which is Source Energy, which created you, is here to help you for the ascension process. But mainly it's to help the Earth Spirit in its process of ascension. And since you're created by the Earth Spirit with the elements from the Earth, you're also kind of included if you can clean out the densities out of those particular energetic bodies and your own self. So basically the clones are what is living with you. So you may change clones every 10 minutes, and a new one can pop in, and they come to you on a timeline. And the timelines that you're living on is dependent upon what emotion you're having at the time. And each timeline could have, you know, we'll just say, I don't know, we did quite a few one night. I'll just say 600 and under clones on them. And so typically you may have, you know, maybe 20 to 30 clones, and it could be a lot more. With that particular emotional issue, remember, this is stored on your DNA, and in the dark side, the aliens abduct you, and because of your emotional energies with you. Remember, if you had no emotions, you would not be abducted typically, because the dark side wants to live off of your emotional trauma energy. Remember, this energy that you emit from sadness and joy, it's all the same. Energy is energy, so you can't really look at it as that one is not going to be have an abduction experience over the other. But normally, they deal probably more with the sadness, anger, negative energies versus the positive ones, because most people deal with stuff more than joy. But if we all lived in joy, they would still abduct you. So the abduction process, I won't get into that too much, but just know that what's in your place is a clone, and to become real, which is probably what you are about every 2 hours out of the month, then once we get rid of the clones on a timeline, you feel better. And this is where the light ship has come to now, because at ascension time, the clone of you, the vast amount of them, will not be able to ascend because they're not a body created from light. Your spirit and your body energies make it look real to you here, but it's still not the real thing. So the real thing is what gets taken for the ascension process, not a fabricated artificial intelligent body that a clone would be. So we're doing a clone special session. This would be number 3, which would be this Monday. It's $20, 1 hour conference call, 5 o'clock. 5:30 PST, and you can come on the call if you're curious about what's going on and be decloned. Not all of them are going to be gone, but you will feel better the ones that we get released. So that's what we're doing. That's why we're talking about clones, because you need to be here with your body, and your skeleton system is what holds the energy here on this planet for the clones to attach to. And once the clones are released, then part of that divine source energy that created your physical body that got transferred, a little piece of it, to the clone body, then that gets attached back to your skeletal system. So this is how it's working. So that's basically it in a nutshell. If you're interested, then come on the call on Monday and have an experience that you probably would never have ever had ever on this planet, to get clones out of the space that you live in. So that's what that's about. This is our paranormal night, so kind of anything goes. If you wish to call in and talk about a paranormal experience, you can. We have some questions. If you want to ask questions on the Q&A, then we kind of prefer that you email them to us at CLS, which is Creation Lightship, so CLS questions with an S at the end of it, at Yahoo. Just send your questions in, and we'll address those on the Q&A call here. So I guess back to you, Carrie. We'll see what's new and exciting out there.
Okay, so Sylvia is asking, did the Earth spirit percentage go down because of the 11/11 date event?
Very good question. Let me look here. Not too much. I would say it's running probably about 85% right now.
Wow.
So that's not too bad. Remember, when people do things thinking that they're going to help the planet by bringing in energies that are not common to source energy here, which is what the Earth spirit would be, once those energies are brought forth, then they can cause destruction to yourself and everything here, including the Earth spirit. So that's what happens. It will get, it'll probably regain itself and get boosted up a lot more, but right now that's where it's at this second here. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, and Austin is asking, you mentioned the call tomorrow, the 1 p.m. call on Saturday, 1 p.m. Pacific, about enlisting, and he's asking, enlist in what? A few people have typed a little bit into him, but I thought maybe you would like to explain it a bit further. Where are people getting enlisted, and what would that involve for somebody that would do it?
Well, let's see here. I don't want to talk about the whole thing because it could take 5 minutes here or so on this precious show. But basically, the United States of America military underground working with the Founding Fathers using time traveling have brought people from the past into the future, then back to our timeline to battle an alien invasion here. And that's what they're doing underground right now and probably even above ground. And but most of it's underground, going throughout the planet to get rid of the aliens that live there that are causing us harm. And remember, there are probably some peaceful aliens there, and they won't be disturbed because they're not connecting to anybody here to steal your spirit, your soul out of you, and to steal your body in abduction processes. But the ones that are doing that are here causing you harm, which is causing the light harm because it's all against free will, free choice, are being terminated, and these forces here are now to eliminate this process. If they weren't here, we would probably all be held captive now by aliens, because that's why they came in, to get rid of the aliens. So there are people that have been in the military, could be any country, and you are trained at that point to, in a sense, know how to shoot a gun to defend maybe your country. And at that point, with that information, that knowledge of how to do that, we'll say, then you're able to live now without even knowing that you're probably enlisted. So the ones that are or have been enlisted that are still living, remember, people that you're going to be working with are people from the past who may not even be living right now, but they took them from timelines when they were living. So you could be alongside of maybe your great-grandfather, okay? This is very interesting. We're going into sci-fi here. So let's just say that the people that were fighting the war between the states, right, the Civil War, which could be, you know, a relative of you, and they got sent off into the future. Remember, what they can do is they can take the timelines from the past and go back on the timelines. This is all the governments here on this planet, okay, in the underground, and maybe even on the surface here. But I'm talking about the ones that are doing good underneath the ground here, okay? And they can go back and get a certain date, make that date come alive again, just like what the aliens do, and people can get sent into the future. So you could be fighting the aliens with a relative of yours. So that would be very awakening. So that's kind of the way it works. And since people here that are probably living now that may have been in maybe the Iraq War or wars, maybe some of the older Vietnam vets, I don't know if maybe Korean War, World War II vets probably aren't living any longer. There are not very many of them, but they could also be there working. These are people living, but most of them are probably ones that have been deceased. But if you are living and you were in the military, you have a very good chance that you're probably out there anyway right now doing this. So it's much better to kind of know what you're doing instead of having strange dreams at night or seeing things or feeling things and not knowing what's going on. So I'm assuming, and I can't swear to this here, but they would probably be able to help you out more since you know what's going on as you enlist. And like I said, I have no way to really tell you what's going to happen to you. It's between you and the military force that you belong to. So if you're listening to this from another country, like the gentleman, I think we have a few on from the great land down under here, and your military forces are also working, and you could probably enlist if you wish to those forces too. So there's many of them working. The only ones that are not working that I have not seen yet, as far as a large country, are the Chinese. Why, I don't know. But that's all that I have. Most of all the other countries are, if they're large enough to do so. So I'm not picking on the Chinese people by far or anything like that, just that maybe they're working more on the surface here for the invasion versus underground. But that's what all that I can tell you. So if you are interested, the call tomorrow will aid you into probably doing that. Remember, it's between you and the force that you choose to enlist into. Like I said, you're probably already doing it if you are in the military right now or have been. So, you know, might be better just to understand what you're doing at nights, because you may have information from them versus being in the dark. And I have had people comment that they'd like to do that. And so that's up to you. So back to you, Carrie. We'll see if we have any other questions about this here.
Well, I'm just thinking one other thing maybe you can mention for Austin and anyone else who isn't familiar is that you will be carrying on your regular life as well, and maybe you can just explain real briefly, Ron, how that works. I mean, I decided to do it, I'd still
you're not
going to
be bringing forth, you know, gory details or graphics of what happened, you know, or storylines. What they'll do is actually probably completely take away that consciousness from you. You could have slight bleed through sometimes, I would guess, but typically, you know, you're not going to be able to wake up the next morning and probably write books on this here. And if you do enlist in this here, I really would not want anybody to come upon or talk about what they're doing on the BBS shows or anything like that, because it's just between you and what's going on. And that's the way I would like to have it. Keep it very simple, but it's between you and them, and not to disseminate more information. So I think we had a beep there. So we got a beeper online.
Hi, is anybody on the line?
I'm on the line.
Hi.
Hi, this is Shannon. Good evening, Ron and Carrie.
Hi, Shannon. How you doing?
I'm good. I had a problem with 11:11. It was driving me nuts. I'd look at the clock, and it was 11:11, and so I tried not to look at clocks at all. And Ron did a robotic clearing on me, and it fixed it. Thank you, Ron.
That's wonderful. Great.
But the NATO barcode did not fix it, but it did kind of fix it a little bit. But it seemed like it would only temporary and come back. So ever since you did the robotic clearing, I never see 11:11. Now something's weird is happening. I always see my birthday on the clock.
Ah.
I keep seeing when it's 9:57. I look at the clock. So my husband, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's my birthday on the clock again. So now they're doing that to me.
Oh, they found another way to creep in, huh?
Yeah, but
okay,
yeah.
Everybody, let's do a robotic clearing then on your birthday.
Nice.
So here we go. Yeah, remember, you have to pick your birthday, and even one that you may not wish to have, you could probably pick, or maybe you want to be younger. Who knows? Get one 20 years earlier here. So here we go, earlier from our point. So here we go. One, robotic clearing. Two on these numbers of your birthday. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there you go, Shannon.
Oh, thank you. But see, that goes to show you, you know, when you fix something, then they find out another sneaky way to do something else to you.
Yep, they can do that.
Because that was proof right there in the pudding for me.
Yeah.
So thanks,
so
Ron.
There's a question
and,
here about Jesus.
Thanks, Gary.
I kind of want to set the answer straight here from Charles. He's asking. So, yes, I was a healer in Jesus 2,000 years ago. But Jesus had many light beams in him. So typically, when I was in the body at that time doing healings, I would be Jesus at that particular moment. But remember, when other light beams came in, and one of those that we know of is Princess Diana, and when she would come in, she would be Jesus at that time. So I got to kind of talk about that. The way it was. Okay, so I was just doing healings from the light ship when Jesus said, you have to go through me to go to the Father, something like that. That's what I'm doing this time around, because I have the availability to bring people to the light ship for healing, just like I did 2,000 years ago. And you cannot go there on your own or have the light beings do healing on you unless the energy goes through me. So that's kind of the way that works. And so that's kind of it very, I guess, simply stated. And, you know, the light ship is here again to help auto ascension. So the ascension process was to clean people's emotional energies, to clean out the DNA, the judgments out of the body for ascension. And we're doing that again this time. And that's basically it, all in a nutshell. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Shannon, are you still on the line? Did you have anything else? No? Okay. All right. So, Ron, I'm just going to ask a little follow-up on what you just spoke about. Did Jesus' body have one main spirit that was responsible for it, like our spirit is responsible for our body, or were all you guys kind of rotating through equally?
Let's see here. Initially, there was space holders put into his body, which you could call a spirit, but he was rotated all the time.
Okay, very interesting. All righty. Excuse me. So I'm quickly scanning. Okay, I know there was a question about another one about clones. I think it was Hank. Oh, yeah, who is cloning whom? Hank is asking. I'm sorry, you were talking a lot about clones at the beginning there of the show, and Frank is asking who's doing it and who are they doing it to?
Well, the aliens are cloning us. There's also, remember, everything here is alien, in a sense, alien technology. So even though it could be somebody that lives here, driving a car, living in a house, doing experiments for cloning, that is probably all, again, alien-based. So I can't really point fingers at different things. It was like Austin's typing about the Philadelphia experience, experiment there. There's a lot of stuff in Montauk going on where people were taken and sent into time traveling and stuff. Were those clones being moved? I don't know. I'm seeing that most people here are clones anyway, although, you know, it may sound kind of sharp to say that, and might be kind of disconcerting to know that you're possibly a clone listening, but you know, there is a way to change that, and the healings do it. So talking to the clones themselves right now, remember, clones don't have a very long lifetime or lifespan. I think clones probably filter in and out of your life continuously, maybe every 10 minutes, as you choose a different mindset or a different way of doing things. So if you're sitting with me right now listening, and for some reason you turned the show off and you wanted to read a book, that would probably be a different clone reading that book, okay? Or if you had to leave and go to the store, that would probably be a different clone driving your car and different clones doing shopping. So this is the way it works. When you finally get yourself back into being here on a timeline, because they're all timeline related, then you realize that it's much better to be real. And that's kind of what was happening with a lot of the experiments that they're doing with time traveling using people to remote view and things like this here. I can go on for, you know, many different areas here, but the main thing is that the clones are here, and when you get decloned on a timeline, then people look like they're in a fishbowl to me. Like they're not even, it's like looking at plastic people. It's like looking at something that has no dimension to it. The space is just very low energy, and it's like it's flat, where when you're seeing somebody who is real, they become three-dimensional and just start to glow, and that's the difference. So that's kind of what it is. Austin, I think, said that he is a time traveler, possibly, from the future. There's a lot of people here from the future who have come back, so he might resonate to what I'm talking about, because people do come back through that technology, or they're placed here being from the future to come back now to try to help out, and that also happens. So if Austin wants to call in, that would be fine if he wanted to maybe share part of his experience. If it's you know, a little far out to talk, then that's okay too. I can honor that. But there are a lot of people here who are from the future who came back not knowing why, and that's probably the reason to fight the aliens. Remember, when you're in the future, you have hindsight, and you can see what's going on. And from there, that's probably why everything is happening now at such a great proportion, to get rid of the aliens here, because they would have taken over the planet, and they would have messed up the whole ascension process. And with the clones, I cannot save anybody. We'll say, if they're not here and a clone's here, then the clone's not going to be recognized, you know, for ascension. So this is where we got up to now, basically, from all the healings that I've done. Now we're into clones. And it gets to be very interesting. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, Mick has a clone question, and he's asking, what happens to skeletons in the ground? Can they be cloned? How does this work? Does it matter if we are alive or dead?
Well, the skeletons could be used for DNA, and so they could create a clone of a dead person and bring them back to life again here. So there are real clones. So what I'm talking about is clones that attach to you. So these are your own personal clones. So you have a lot of those. Okay, they all belong to you. Now we have the real clone that is here walking that would typically be maybe a hybrid or something that was created from somebody who lived and they brought them back to life again. If you ever seen, I'm kind of going really out on a limb here a little bit. There are people that look like other people who have lived here. And so that could be a possibility that that person could be a clone of that given person, okay? Because they took, the aliens took, you know, the body, we'll say. And remember, they can stop time and they can take, you know, the information, the DNA out of that person that no longer is living, and then recreate one. And all of a sudden, pop them here on the surface, grow them under, in the underground, we'll say. And all of a sudden, they show up, you know, at the age of maybe, say, 35 or whatever, and they're walking the earth. They have a back history, which they're programmed with. They have the robotic programming, so they know how to live here. And they could look like somebody who lived, you know, maybe 50 years ago or something, or even back further. So that's kind of the way that works. So there are real clones that are here. Now, with the real clone, what is their problem? The real clone now will eventually, with its artificial intelligence working, will start to realize that it is not real. Now, remember, you could probably see them just by watching people in the stores. You feel somebody with a really strange energy or no energy at all, that would be a real clone here. Because the clones that you're seeing, all the other people, will still have a spirit energy with them because part of the spirit of your body is attached, or their body is attached to what you're looking at. But a true clone will have a certain lifetime, and that clone will be terminated or brought down, and a new one will come up again. So there are real clones living here, and you need to realize that those clones, if anyone's listening, the light ship can do a healing on you to make the clone real again, you know, or make it into a human by putting the energy into that body of source energy and then giving it a real spirit like you have in your own. So that's what will be happening probably in the future here as more of these clones pop in here and start to live. So that's kind of the way it looks. So I'll be doing healings on clones. Now, I'm not saying that you have 500 clones out there walking around that look like you. I have seen people that maybe looked 20, 30 years younger, and you go, "Well, this looks like so-and-so at a younger age." I have seen that quite often. And you probably have seen that, too. You go walking someplace, and all of a sudden you see somebody, and you think you know that person, and then you walk up to them, tap them on the shoulder, and you look at them, and they go, "Well, wait a minute, this is not the same person that I know, but it sure looks like them." Like a copy of that person, and maybe they're younger, or, you know, it could even be older. So that would be a genetic clone of that person, and it all depends how the aliens, the people that are manipulating that body, chooses to bring it up here. Remember, they have time traveling, so, you know, they could take that same person, make one clone, and pop it into the past and into the future, and that clone will be living. It could be in both locations, or even in multiple states. So anyway, that's kind of the way it works. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Ben has a question. He's asking, is the Earth cloned also on a lot of timelines?
Yeah, they have cloned the Earth. That's where you go to when they abduct you, and you go off into these parallel lifetimes. That's a parallel lifetime. So that would be a reality of being a clone with yourself. Remember, yourself, spirit energy in that clone, so you think it's you. And that's where they took people 2,000 years ago when Jesus did the ascension for everybody here. They went sideways into a cloned Earth reality. Maybe many of those. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Ben had one other little quick question before that I missed here. Light, he's asking, when you were talking about working through the body of Jesus, he's just wanting to clarify, it looks like, that the light beings and the space holders that were helping Jesus were from the light ship.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and the body was just a body with no DNA in it. So it's like an empty shell until it got energized with a light beam.
Okay.
And it could have had more than one light beam in at one time also.
Okay, fascinating. All right. So Marcy's asking if clones and entities are the same thing, and of course those aren't, so maybe you can just quickly describe the difference between the two for Marcy and anyone else that might be new.
An entity would be an emotional body of someone who is no longer living, that would be a ghost, and that ghost could attach to any body that lives here. But it normally finds a particular condition with that body or mindset to come into it. And that's kind of the way that works. So if you have an addiction for something, maybe you drink soft drinks, then that's because you may have a lot of clones in you and or entities. Remember, it could be the same thing but different. Remember, a clone is, we'll say, from the beyond, though, where an entity is still on this planet, so it's earthbound. And that would come into the body to cause the addiction. You can have clones that can give you an addiction or poor health or physical problems. So that's, you know, maybe the alien race isn't very good at manufacturing a clone yet, and they, by part of the timeline, will say that they wish to occupy your space. And you may wonder why some days you don't have enough brains to do something, or you feel stupid. You kind of feel like you don't belong here or something like that. You know, that's because a clone probably does not have the high enough technology to actually live here, but the alien bought the timeshare of the timeline, and now you're dealing with that clone. Now, can that clone have entities? Yes, it could have entities attached to it here. Could it have alien entities? I would imagine so. Remember, as above, so below. So you may have shapeshifters as an entity coming into that clone, okay, as they're hitchhiking to find out what it's like to be here, getting a free ride. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Mossy's pointing out that you did say on a show once before that it is better to be cremated so that our skeleton or any of our DNA isn't laying around and can be picked up and cloned. So
that is correct.
Idea.
And if remember, the aliens just want to control you. And if you look at most movies, I would say high 90% of all movies that you watch, the bottom line is control. There's always somebody controlling something. And just kind of watch the movies, and that'll be what it's about, whether it's somebody controlling somebody through fear or whatever. But it's always one person controlling somebody or a group of people. And that's the alien agenda. The definition for beyondo is what's outside of yourself. It could be in different universes of darkness. It could be anywhere. You know, remember, the light is all light. It doesn't have divisions and separations like we have here with the spiritual hierarchy that was brought in by the light of the darkness. So everything out there that's outside of yourself would be the beyondo. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Marie is saying it looks like the aliens tried to clone everyone 2,000 years ago and succeeded, but this time around we are fighting to get more people to ascend. Is that correct? Is that the difference this time around?
Yes, that would be the difference, yeah. So as you get more of yourself here, then you're going to be able to have the ascension. Remember, you have to get your energy here. And that's what the clearings do. Each time you have a clearing on the website, those clones that are in you, if you have like an emotional clearing or whatever is on there, a mental clearing or any type of clearing, they're still dealing with clones, getting them out of your space. And then you regain more of your true energy of light that's attached to your skeleton. So every clearing that you've ever had on the website, if you've had one, will bring you and get you away from clones. Now we're doing a special series, which is directed directly into the clone area to get rid of these things on timelines. So you're living in a timeline here with different clones coming into your body, and they just keep coming in and coming in. Once you get them out, you feel better. And there's lots of them. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and speaking of lots of them, Spirit is asking, is there a way to tell how many clones we are hosting?
Yeah, I'd say 100,000, maybe more.
And then probably we should add, Ron, for anyone who's hearing this, who hasn't heard the shows over the last couple of weeks, that you're putting together a clearing that will help us with all of this, because it is a little overwhelming to think we've got that many.
Yeah, it is until you start realizing that, remember, once you get the information, then you have to kind of realize if it's real or not. But the call for $20 this Monday, I would say if you have any kind of inkling of whether you want to believe it or not, you would have a great way to experience this for $20. And other people will be talking about it, too. And if you want to come on the Q&A coming up after this BBS program, we can have people tell you, if you're interested, what it was like to have some clones released. So I'm sure there will be people on who are on those special calls, or maybe some of the people that were at the New Life Expo in New York, who also I decloned a lot of them there, on a few given timelines. Remember, just by having one series or one session being decloned with whatever it is, there's only one timeline, and that's one emotional timeline, and you can have a lot of those here, more than you would even think. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. So I'm just going to give the number out again for the Q&A, which is in about 20 minutes or less, 646 919-5800, and the PIN number is 9009 and the pound sign. If you'd like to email some questions real quick for Ron to answer, there's the new email address, which is clsquestions, plural, questions, at yahoo.com, clsquestions at yahoo.com. If you want to put down what time zone you're living in, so that Ron can do the East Coast first, that would be great, and maybe even add whether you want your name read out or not. We can add that to it, too. excuse me. So let me, I'm scrolling down a little bit. So, yes, Pat, did Jesus have a twin flame? So the answer would be yes to that, right, Ron?
Yeah, that is yes, so... Okay, anybody like to call in and ask a question? And what I can do, too, for people, you know, I have a 4-in-1 session, which you can come on and do with me personally, and I connect you to your twin flame energy. So if you're interested in that, you need to have a emotional clearing, which is a whole lifetime one, a mental clearing, a century, which is past life emotions, and then I can do a twin flame energy for you. And then I connect you to your home base energy, get you out of the soul family agreements that you got locked into here for your forced reincarnation. So it's a very nice clearing. It's called a 4-in-1. So if you're interested in having that energetic connection that the light of the darkness chose not to have you connected with, then that's very nice. It takes away people's... loneliness, basically. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm just scrolling down to see what else we have here. So I'll just read out the numbers again. We've got about 10 minutes or so left. If anybody, maybe anybody that was on the previous two Monday calls wants to come in, call in and talk about their experience from the decloning that Ron was doing, in case some people can't make it to the Q&A tonight. So 888-6, whoops, I'm looking on the wrong one, station 2, 888-429-5471 or line 4, 530-413-4511. Let's see. I've got to hit my little archive button here and see if we have any new questions. Marcy was mentioning something about with it being with a friend, I've lost it now, being with a friend and laughing uncontrollably about whatever they were doing, and she's wondering if that was an abduction situation because she couldn't stop laughing, I guess. I hope I've got that right, Marcy.
Hard to say, you know. Hard to say, but they were using your energy for that. So remember, energy is energy. It doesn't matter if it's negative or positive. So that's why you want to be in peace. And that's the whole thing, be in peace energy. That way you're not in duality, because the darkness gave you duality here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Larry is asking for a clearing for sore muscle. Larry's having an
okay.
Ache Friday.
So we'll do an entity clearing here. Here we go, getting rid of entities. So 1, 2, 3, 4. You have to request your physical problem that you're having. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So see how that's working with there. And I guess we will get the next question. We have about 10 minutes to go here, so.
So Cheryl has a question. I guess this is referring to the Monday calls, Ron, where you're doing the decloning, and she's asking, can you do the decloning absentee on those calls?
Yes, you could, uh-huh. So what I need to know is if you do wish to come on that call absentee, then all you do is pay for it. And since you're not going to be on it, then just, you know, give me an email stating that you're going to be absentee for that particular 1 hour of time there, and I will put you on my list. What I do for people, since this could be new to some people, what happens is people come on the calls. I have a monthly special for people, but if you're just doing one call, then what will happen is you'll get the phone number and the PIN number on an email sent back to you, which would be on your PayPal account registration, whatever you use for PayPal. And then it'll come back to you as a confirmation. And on that will be the, like I said, the phone number and the PIN number for that particular call. Now, when I do the calls, I do like a roll call check, we'll say, and I ask people who's on the call. They give me their names, and from there you go to the light ship. Now, if for some reason you're on the call and you just, you know, you call in without maybe you're on a previous call and you want to try it again the next week, you didn't pay for it, then if you're not paying, then you won't go up because I need to get that name of the person. So I do have people who come on a little bit late. They give me an email and they say, Ron, I'll be in the call 10 minutes late to take me up, and I'll know about that. That's fine, too. That way it doesn't interrupt the call. But I do have to have your name in order to bring you up, you know, as we do all the clearings. And we have three clearings, Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. Wednesday we do water activations for 1 week, 7 containers of water. And that's kind of the way it works. It's a very simple, easy way to do it. And if you're absentee, you will feel the energy typically working with you in the different rooms, and you want to sit, you know, maybe beforehand, and maybe every 5 minutes or so request a healing that you may like to have on the light ship. Or sometimes people just send me an email and say, Ron, I have a hurt shoulder or something. Can you have them work with my shoulder during the call? And I can do that also. But I have to know about you during the process here of going up on the calls, and that's true of the healings that we do, too, online. So we did put up a special clearing for people who may have used codes that were not paid for, and or maybe thought they could use a code for somebody else because they did a clearing once. So just go to the login page, and if you were sent a code by somebody, there's five different boxes there that you can enter in to get the energy maybe off of you that was brought to you by not paying for the particular healing code. And it'll clear the energetic cordings between you, the light of the darkness, and the people that have sent it to you. So it doesn't harm anybody. It just brings light back to them. That's what the light ship does. So it takes away the negativity. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Ron, I think I heard a beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I wanted to give a testimonial to Ron about the clone clearing. I had, can you hear me?
Yes,
yep,
yes,
good.
Okay, I was at the New York Expo, and I was having back pain, and I think I mentioned this before, but never on air, so I figured I wanted to make my testimonial so that people will know, at least a physical, I had a back pain that has been bothering me since I had done an epidural years and years ago, and after doing that one, and I have been on some, you know, I've asked on some of the calls I've done, I guess, when I've been up during conference calls and, you know, on and off, it would go away and it would always come back. It's not, and I know that it was probably the clones, probably, because after Ron did that clone clearing when I was in the audience, it has not come back, and it's over a month now, and I've been waiting for it to come back, and it's not. So it really did help me. So that one,
yeah, so,
I mean,
great.
I've been waiting for years for this to go away, and this has finally had taken it away from me.
That's wonderful. So, what you're describing is the emotions of pain, you know, the pain of the body, which also the aliens like to live on, take the energy. So what probably happened was the clone that may have been in her at the time of, which is a very, really nice clone, Pauline. So the clone that went
not
in.
Not really. It wasn't a nice clone, but
as they did this procedure on her, probably got injured, okay? I'm just sketching at this here. And then from there, and the aliens, you know, this clone here had problems. So now they brought in this clone into her all the time to have her suffer, because that clone now was the main foundation to her pain. Remember, the body didn't experience it at all until the clone came in. So they probably made lots of clones with this pain. Maybe they replicated it. And that's probably why she had all this pain, plus getting the energy. So they created that, and that's probably what they were using all along. So we got rid of the clone, then all of a sudden that blueprint got taken away, and maybe all the other clones that was attached to that pain of her back, because we did a timeline for each person, and she probably selected that particular timeline of pain, and when we took out the clones, everything went away, and she became normal again. That's how I would see that.
30 years I've had that pain.
30 years.
Childbirth. 30 years.
Well, they got a lot of mileage out of you.
I don't know how that the one clearing that finally worked. So
that's good.
I'm so happy that you did that one. I didn't know why I was having pain at your happen right when you were asking for clearing, and you mentioned, oh, it could help maybe with possibly physical ailments. So that's when I remembered my pain in the back and said, okay, well, let's do that. And that was how it happened. So I'm so happy that I was in the audience. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to the next one on Monday, so I could play with some of the clearings while I'm doing it. Or I wanted to ask you one more thing. Can you be absentee if I wanted to put somebody else into the clone clearing, but they're not going to, you know, probably come on because they don't even understand clone stuff?
Pay for them and put their name in, and we could do a clearing for them.
I heard somebody say it worked.
I would rather have them be present.
I know.
So I could do it for this time, and you could see how the person responds. But I really need, except for this one time, I really need the people to be consciously aware of what's happening to them. And
well, what if I'm aware of their issues? I mean, if I'm coming on for myself, can I be assisted?
What you do is just recommend, you know, as we start doing the clearing, what it is. What we do on the clone clearing is I have people look at a situation that they want to deal with, and then from there we take away, you know, the timelines of that. So, and the clones that live on the timeline. I should repeat that. We take away the clone on a timeline of your issue. So that could be done. But, you know, this time I'll allow people to come on with a friend or something that knows nothing about this here. This will be probably the only time I want to do that, because I need people to actually be conscious of their awareness of what's happening to them, and to understand about this process, even though it may sound really far out. They need to know, because they're watching movies anyway about this stuff here, so it shouldn't really freak anybody out, because our whole movie industry is talking about weird things like this anyway. So they have to, you know, finally come
the person
get
I want
to
bring on does not speak English.
That happened to them. They need some help, and that. So this one time it will work. Every other time I'm
okay,
not going to.
This person doesn't speak English, so they wouldn't understand
like
what you're saying in the first place.
They just need to know that the clone is working. Now, when I do the other clearing, possibly online, it might be a little different. But right now, this is the way I'm going to have it.
Okay. Well, if the person doesn't speak any English, if they were, even if I had my mother in the background and just and paid for her, you say that this time around you'll let us, but like I was just curious how that, because I know
if your mother's there, you know, and she's in the room with you, or something like that, it will work. It's just that I got to have people become responsible for their actions and know that they're living here to have this clearing.
Okay. Then I'll try to do that better for you.
To do it without the knowledge of people on this particular clearing.
All right, I'll do that.
Normally I would do it all the time, but this one here, somehow the people just need to be present.
All right, I'll take that one too. And also, what about the rest of us who have had an experience with you? But let's say I can't come on this Monday call. I'm not saying I'm not, but if I want to be absentee, could that possibly still work?
Yeah, the absentee would work. Just know that it's going to be maybe a little different for you during that hour period of time. Looks like our time is ending here, everybody.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, I'll just see all of you in the next probably hour here. I'll be on the phone line in probably about maybe 3-4 minutes. So, do email me your questions. Create a CLS questions with an S, CLS questions at yahoo.com. And we'll be looking at that shortly here to see questions for this evening. And if you can't come on the show or this evening and you want me to answer that or address that question for next coming Wednesday, then just put the date in of that particular show. So for what's coming right now, it'll be for this evening. So people, enter your questions, and we'll see if we can handle those with everybody. So blessings. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, callers, and hope you enjoyed this program tonight. Tomorrow will be Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Same time, but station 2 again. Bye. Blessings.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.